Thursday around 8:30. So you know what that means? It's the weekly arts roundup with Marianne Combs, our arts reporter from NPR News. How are you doing today, Marianne?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
All right.
Happy to see you. And
Excellent.
What is going on in the arts this weekend?
You know, this I've decided that our theme for this week is it's a particularly Minnesotan weekend of arts events out there. So first off, for instance, if you look at Nimbus Theater, they have a production going on called The Storms of November. So this is talking about, you know, what it's like working on those shipping boats and on iron ore in the Great Lakes, and it's our, you know, it's the clouds of November gather, and of course we all know the story.
Soundtrack from Gordon Lightfoot.
Exactly, right, right. So Storms of November is a story about one family and their experience working on the Great Lakes, and so it's just, you know, very, very local, very Minnesotan story.
Will this be the second to last thing for Nimbus Theater before they move?
Smart, Sean. You are on it.
Staying on top of it.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, Nimbus Theater, actually, they just announced day before yesterday that they are moving out of the space that they've had for the past 5 years in Northeast Minneapolis because their rent's gone up so high. So they are looking for a new space. So starting in January, who knows where they'll land? But they say they're looking for a newer and bigger space in Minneapolis. So we'll stay tuned for that. And then, okay, Bell Museum of Natural History. I have so many pleasant memories of like children, elementary school field trips to the Bell Museum. And an artist who I really admire has a show there. Her name's Kelly Ray Tice, and she's a painter who does these amazingly lovely detailed paintings of nature. And many of them, she would go diving in the lakes and get like pictures of the turtles and the fish underwater. And then would do these really detailed, like you could see each of the sort of the scales on the fish in the painting. So really a perfect fit for the Bell Museum of Natural History. So you can see her show Feathers and Fins over there up through December 6th. So that's going to be a cool show for another particularly Minnesotan show. And then finally, the Plume Project. I can't think of anything more Minnesotan than a steam light show created out of the steam that's coming off of the heat generator for St. Paul.
When they came up with this, they must have been like, I bet you NPR is going to cover this. This is right up our alley.
Oh, and we did. There's actually, you and Kara did a story about it. And it's now a work of art. Over the next 3 months, it is going to be this, you know, repository for poetry and pictures. So things will be projected on the steam plume, as only you can do in Minnesota in the winter when that steam plume becomes a pretty solid piece in our downtown life. So, again, a particularly Minnesotan work of art for people to check out in the coming
weeks. Are there certain times that they're doing different things? Is there like a schedule?
I don't know if there's an exact schedule on it, but you know, when it gets dark, take a look over there, see
when
what you're
driving by, just you know, see what you see.
Yeah, and just know that it's not a fire. No need to call the fire department just because you're seeing these glowing, throbbing lights down in downtown St. Paul.
There's also cool video content that you and captured, so you can check out some of it online over at NPR News. We'll also have that link to our site. Marianne, thank you for all the updates on what's going on for arts this weekend in St. Paul and Minneapolis.
I hope you have a particularly Minnesotan weekend.
Oh, yeah, we will.
All right. Well, we see our Marianne walking away.
There she goes.
Bye.
Bye.
I think I got the note best. Felt good about that one.
Nice. Weekend Arts Roundup comes, support comes from Stages Theater, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the TV special with a live performance of A Charlie Brown Christmas. You can join the Peanuts gang as they grapple with the meaning of Christmas. Opens November 20th, stagestheater.org. Sean, I played Charlie Brown in fourth grade.
Did you really?
In a version of that.
I played Charlie Brown my whole life. The loser kid.
Oh, come on.